Page 35. Listening. A and B.
First, I want to thank your teacher, Mrs. Perez, for letting me talk to you today about being a model. Now, there are different types of models. For example, there are fashion models and print models. For any type of modeling, you need to have clear skin and healthy hair. You have to look healthy. But you don't have to be thin to be a successful model. If we only think of fashion modeling, yes, it's important. But there are many models that we consider plus size, and these models are more typical of the average person. Finally, you don't have to have a college degree, but I encourage you all to get a degree. A model's career can be short, and you will want to have another set of skills to fall back on.
Hi, everyone. I am a concierge. I work at a hotel, and I help guests. I make travel arrangements, give advice on local restaurants, deliver messages, that kind of thing. So if you're interested in a career as a concierge, what skills do you need to have? Well, you need to be friendly. No one wants to talk to an unfriendly concierge. Also, you have to know the area around the hotel or the city. A concierge often gives directions. You don't usually have to work late at night. That's another thing I like about the job, the hours. We mostly work during the day. That's when our guests need us most. Finally, you will notice I am wearing a uniform. You have to wear a uniform, of course. So if you don't want to wear a uniform at your job, this isn't the job for you.
Hello. From what I am wearing, can anyone guess what my job is? No? Well, I'm an architect. There are a lot of things that are necessary if you want to be an architect. We design buildings, so many people think we don't need to know about interior design. Not true. We do. And another thing we need to be good at is math. So if you want to be an architect, keep taking those algebra and geometry classes. You also have to be able to work on a team. We work with all kinds of people. Some think architects spend all their time alone. And again, this is not true. That's what I like about my job, working with others. Now, an architect needs a lot of education. And yes, you need a license. It's necessary since architects have to design safe buildings for people to live and work in.